You are listening to a People Talk production of Office Hours by Linda Lewis, narrated by Sandra Ventris, and directed and produced by Nigel Killick. As I sit here, writing crime fiction, I think of the years I wasted writing romantic novels that nobody wanted to publish. If Bernard hadn't come along, I would probably still be at Honeydew Cottage, battling with the bills. It's so much easier to write here. For a start, I don't get half as many interruptions. It started one grey February morning. I'd had another bad night. Even sleeping tablets hadn't helped. If I took one, nothing happened. If I took two, I was out like a light and still half asleep hours after getting up. My latest attempt at writing a romantic novel was turning into yet another uphill climb. I had no trouble selling short stories. But if I wanted to make any real money writing, I needed a book deal. I'd hardly got started when the phone rang. It was my son asking about Sunday lunch. Is it okay if we get to you about 1 instead of 12:30? Yes, of course it is, darling, I said as politely as I could. I told him I was too busy to chat and paused in what I hoped was a meaningful fashion. Unless it's urgent. Could you call me in the evenings or at weekends? You know I like to keep office hours. Sam sighed at me. After all, he'd heard me say exactly the same thing many times before. He had no time for my writing. He called it my little hobby, as though I only wrote for fun. He had no idea what a struggle it had been. Since Mike died, the steady trickle of short story sales kept the wolf from the door, but only just. Sam would have known that if he'd bothered to ask, but he assumed that because I was a widow, I was well off. Eventually, he hung up, and I went back to my work. I was just getting in the mood, thinking about my hero's kissable lips, when the doorbell rang. It was the window cleaner. "Just letting you know I'm here," he said, with a huge smile on his face. I bit back the obvious retort that when he cleaned the window to my office, I would have had trouble not seeing him. I offered to pay him before he started work, to save being interrupted later. "Don't worry, Mrs. H," he said. "I'll knock when I've finished." I grabbed his arm and made him take the money there and then. He tapped the side of his nose in a conspiratorial manner. "I see. Busy writing another bodice ripper, are you?" It was then I started to feel angry. I'd just made my way back upstairs when the phone rang again. It was Dora, from across the road, prattling on about something or other. I told her I was busy writing. "Oh, that's all right then. You can write any time, can't you?" I practically bit her head off. Maybe I could write at 4 in the morning or at midnight.